Hey, welcome back to Edgecast Mini. This is Jeremy. Glad you're listening in with us today and making us a part of your life here. And hope today can give you some thoughts from the scripture that'll be a blessing to you. If you're following along in the Bible reading plan today, you should have read through Acts chapter 7. And I want you to think about today this simple question. How are we allowing God's light to shine through us? How are we standing up for Christ in our lives? Obviously, that's a big thing that God calls us to, and a large part of what we're doing here on earth now that we know the Lord. Acts chapter 7, if you read it today or maybe you're about to, tells the story of a man named Stephen, a young man, and how he died because he was standing up for Jesus. He's the first martyr in the church. And when people were blaspheming the name of Jesus and coming against really what God stood for, Stephen stands up. He wasn't shy to correct those around him. He wasn't holding back his testimony, but stood up for what he believed in and let his light shine in his generation. Now, in the end, he's stoned to death for standing up for what he believed in. It's this dramatic, really graphic story in the book of Acts that just grabs your heart as you begin to read it. And you might think, well, that's not really a great reward for standing up for Christ. You know, I don't really want to get stoned. But I want you to think about this, that this Stephen didn't waste his life, but Stephen lived his life to the absolute fullest because he stood up for God. And the amazing thing is, as you read this passage, what you see is that when you stand up for God, he'll stand up for you. In Acts chapter 7, verse 56, just before he dies, after Stephen makes his stand and he proclaims the gospel and he tells the people who Jesus really is, he says this. He says, "Look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing in the place of honor at God's right hand." In other words, I see Jesus standing up. Just imagine that. Now, everywhere else in Scripture, actually, they refer to Jesus as seated at the right hand of the Father. But here, Stephen says he's standing. Something got Jesus off of his chair that day, and it was a young man named Stephen standing up for him, not ashamed of the gospel. You know, when we get into situations in our school or workplace, NS camp, wherever you're at, and there are opportunities to witness, there's something about when we're out of our environment and we're out of church, we're out of that Christian bubble that we're so comfortable in, we can tend to be intimidated. We can tend to get a little bit fearful about being a witness about Jesus. And it's such a strange thing that these things can creep into our hearts. But I want to encourage you that you think about Stephen's life and let it challenge you in your witness for God, that all on his own, outside of where he was comfortable and the people that he was used to hanging around, Stephen took his stand and he got the ultimate reward. And, you know, I believe today that you and I can live lives just like Stephen. I don't think that it's the aim of your life to be a martyr or to be stoned, but I think that we can stand up for God and let our light shine in our generation. And I want you to know today that if you're making a stand in your school, in your campus, maybe you feel alone, maybe you feel like you're the only one, maybe you feel like no one else is with you, but I want to tell you today, you are not standing alone because Jesus is standing up with you. He's going to be your light through the darkest and most difficult situations you face. Maybe you're struggling today to let the light of Christ shine. Well, listen, don't give up because God is there for you to give you his strength and to get you through every impossible situation. So as you go through today and kind of go through your routines and the different things that you're into, I want you to stop and take a little bit of time and say, "Jesus, help me to stand up for you today. Help me to make my stand." Remember that you can live your life full. You can go 100% for God by standing up for him in your generation. And you are not alone because he is going to be with you.